This is a very interesting point that sometimes is used in preaching. We talk about the four regulative principles, and these are types of people have pushings and appetites and desires. They want to be satisfied in these ways. So they're thinking, if they don't have these, how will they find satisfaction if they're denied these activities that they're so much addicted to in general, especially in the Western worlds? So we want satisfaction or fulfillment or happiness. So it's once told that one can satisfy his desires for illicit sex by dancing lovingly before the deity of Radha and Krishna. And it was told, you can satisfy your desires for intoxication by taking the Sunday love feast in the ISKCON temples. And satisfy your desires for eating meat and all these things by eating Krishna's sweetmeats, rasgullas, gulab jamuns. And can satisfy your desire for gambling by taking a chance and joining the Krishna conscious movement. So this is how to satisfy the desires for these material things by connecting everything with Krishna. This is some excerpts from Garuda Puran. It describes the road to hell. When a sinful person leaves his body, this is a description of what happens when a sinful person, as one breathes his last breath, the moment of dying seems as long as a yuga, and one experiences a pain like the stinging of 100 scorpions. He emits foam from his lips and mouth, his mouth fills with saliva, and his vital breath departs through his anus or some lower gateway. Then two terrifying Yamadutas, fierce with nooses, rods, naked and gnashing teeth. They are as black as crows. They have erect hairs on their ugly faces and nails like knives. Upon seeing them, the dying man, his heart palpitates and he passes stool. As the Yamadutas drag him from his body, they bound a noose around his neck and forcibly lead him along a long road. The Yamadutas beat him and torment him and tell him all about the hells that he will soon see while they beat him and drag him to Yamaraj. There are many wild dogs who bite him along the path. He's hungry, thirsty, and roasting under the hot sun. He's whipped on his back along the road, which is covered with burning sand. Many times he falls down again and again. He's led through the darkness to the abode of Yama. He starts to remember his misdeeds and his sins. And then he's brought to Yamaraj in a very short time. Some say 1 year. He meets Yamaraj and swiftly comes back through the air. He receives rice balls offered in Pinda, Pitripaksha, by his offspring. But still he's tortured in hunger. The shrad, rice balls offered for 10 days, and during the 10 days the next body is formed by these rice balls. The rice ball on the first day forms the head, the neck, shoulders, the second rice ball. Dwelling in the body formed by the rice balls, the departed eats on the 11th and 12th day, though he's very thirsty and hungry. Bound by the Yamadutas, he walks along the road to Yamaloka like a captured monkey. The distance is 86,000 miles times 8 yojanas, 680,000 miles. Each day he travels 247 yojanas. He passes 16 cities on the way to Yamaloka. The road to the city of Yamaraj, traveled by sinful after death, there's no shade trees, water, or food. There's thorns everywhere, and 12 sun planets are blazing and scorching from above. For 17 days he goes alone with the speed of wind. And on the 18th day he reaches the 9th city. After 6 months of traveling on the road to Yamaraj and suffering, but getting slight relief from eating the rice balls, which are offered by his relatives, if they're offering any, he finally arrives at the Vaitarani River. There's a fisherman there that says, if you have enough piety or merit or punya, if sufficient, you can cross the Vaitarani River in this boat. If you have made the gift of a cow, the boat will come otherwise not. The sinful soul who makes no gifts or has never given charity will sink in the Vaitarani River. The Yamadutas will put skewers in his lips like a fish hook, and they will fly, and flying above the Vaitarani River, the Yamadutas will carry the jiva, drag him across the Vaitarani River like a fish on a hook. Whereas the Vaitarani River is made of all kinds of stool and blood and all these things. At the end of 12 months, he arrives near the abode of Yamaraj. There are four gates into the city of Yamaloka. Chitragupta's secretaries are both men and women. They give report on the sinful soul, the 13 witnesses of all one's good and bad actions. The details are collected by the Shravanas and Shravanis. The sun, moon, day, night, sky, earth, fire, water, Supersoul, Yamaraj, Devas, and stars. The sinful behold a terrifying form of Yamaraj, holding a rod and sitting on a buffalo. The sinful see and they cry, "Oh, oh!" Tied to a huge tree, he's beaten and pierced and then thrown to hell. There are 6,400,000 hells. 21 are most dreadful, which are described in the Bhagavatam. The sinful go through the southern gate. The pious souls, religious people, they enter the city of the Yamaraj through three gates. The sinful only go through the south gate. The Vaitarani River is only experienced by sinful persons, not the pious. Now, what is the description of the road to Yamapuri of the pious? There are three different roads. The eastern path abounds in pleasure. It's paved with jewels and shaded with parijat trees. There are swans in the lakes and many pleasure groves. There are Brahmin sages, saints, and pious charitable souls go on this path, the eastern path. So charity is a good thing to do. Northern way, this is for Vedic pandits. The western way is for Vaishnavas and chanters of Gayatri. They go this way. When Yamaraj sees these pious souls, he stands up and welcomes them to Yamapuri. Assuming his beautiful forearm form, holding a conch disc, mace, and sword, Yamaraj speaks and acts in a very kind and friendly way to these pious religious souls. He offers them an asan, he washes their feet and honors them with sandalwood paste and other things. Yamaraj says to them, "I offer my respects unto you. After leaving here, you will go to the higher heavenly planets. After enjoying heaven for thousands of ages, you will take a holy human birth, family of devotees. You will become wise, expert in all the shastras, and again die and go to the highest condition." Yamaraj ki jai. This comes from Sanat Kumara Samhita, which is telling that if anyone chants these prayers, they will quickly attain the service of the divine couple. These are prayers for service. O Radha and Krishna, please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. Please rescue me from the troubles born from childhood, friends, and home. Please break to pieces the fears of your surrendered devotee. O Radha and Krishna, today I place myself and everything I possess in this life and the next at your lotus feet. O Radha and Krishna, I am an abode of all offenses. I have abandoned all spiritual duties. I have no shelter. O my lords, please become my shelter. For, O Master of Radha, I am yours. O beloved of Krishna, I am yours. I offer you both my thoughts, words, and deeds. You both are the goal of my life. O Radha and Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me, a sinner and an offender, in your service. Sri Radha Krishna, Prem Prapti Ki Jai.